Woohoo! Step number five is my favorite, accountability, because accountability really is that catalyst for transformative change. Because without accountability, you're probably going to fall off the track within a few weeks. And if you've ever tried something before and you've joined up to a gym and you've tried to go by it yourself or even with a friend, it probably hasn't lasted as long as you've needed it to see the change you really wanted to have in your life. And it's sad. Most gyms don't provide the right accountability. Most gyms will sign you up and then you're looking at this big gym floor with all this overwhelming, intimidating equipment of other people that look like they know what to do, but you have no idea. That's pretty overwhelming, and a lot of beginners face that and demotivates them straight away, where they might not even return for the next workouts after that. So an accountability coach is exactly what you need, because an accountability coach will teach you all of those things, will show you how to use the equipment, write you the programs and give you the meal plans, help you change your mindset and help you stick with it. The sticking with it part is the biggest one. You need follow through, you need commitment. Motivation will only get you so far. Motivation will get you started, but you need habits and accountability to keep you going for the next few years. You need to change the mindset that I'm doing this for years, not just for months. So you will probably need to hire the right support. The right personal trainer or accountability coach is worth their weight in gold. These professionals have expertise that you don't. It's why every athlete has a coach. If you look at anyone who's excelling in their field, they have someone behind them that knows more than them. That when they reach a bump in the road or a plateau, they've been there, done that, so they can give you the right information on how to overcome it. I know for me personally, in anything that I've needed to grow in, I've had to pay for a coach. I've had personal counseling to help me heal my mindset. I've done so many personal development events. I have had to invest in going to those events in time, money, travel, to get in front of the right people that were going to put me back on the right track, to now have a happy mindset, to now have a body I'm proud of. It didn't happen overnight, and it definitely didn't happen by myself. I've had a personal trainer over the years. Even though I'm a personal trainer, I've paid for 2 or 3 personal training sessions a week at times when I've needed it. I've had my own mindset coach. I've had my own business coaches, multiple business coaches that can cost like 50 grand a year. Some of this stuff is expensive. But a good coach is worth it, because the results it give you change your life, that give you fulfillment, help you find your purpose, and make you feel proud of the body and the health that you've built. And then it changes your whole family. It changes your career. You now want to go for promotions you never thought you could. It will change your mindset and how you think about yourself. So that's worth it. I need you to remember that generic fitness plans probably won't work, or won't work for you long term, because everyone is individual. Everyone has different needs and injuries, especially if you're a beginner and or if nothing's worked for you before, or if you're a busy person, you definitely need personalization. So generic app workouts won't work for you long term, or won't keep you motivated long term. And the biggest warning I can give someone is that they often say, well, my partner or my friends said they'd keep me accountable, so I don't need to pay for it. And I'm thinking to myself, I've heard that before. I've heard the whole, my son's a personal trainer, or my son's done my Cert 3 or 4 in fitness and he's going to write me a program and I can do it at the gym. But is that person really going to check your form, really going to follow up with you when you're not showing up to those sessions, know how to kick you into gear and ask you the right questions to turn around that motivation and commitment? They probably aren't. I've even tried to keep my husband accountable, and I'm a personal trainer and I'm bad at keeping him accountable. So I sign him up with one of my personal trainers at the gym. It's an external third party that'll get you there. A person that is hired in that expertise, they are what you need next. There are some strategies for personal accountability I'm going to give you here too. So that was from an expert accountability. This is from a personal accountability. How you're going to build consistency within yourself. We need to start breaking down your big weight loss goals into small weight loss goals with checkpoints. So breaking down your 12 kilos in 12 months or 12 kilos in 6 months, whatever your big goal is, into weekly, daily, monthly checkpoints that you can tick off, provide you a roadmap and stepping stones. I still think a gym partner or a gym buddy is super important for consistency. So I still have a gym buddy. I have a friend that I message and we hook up for workouts at the gym, or I have a friend that we do home workouts together, but they're not the ones that are keeping me accountable in the nitty-gritty around my nutrition or my mindset. they're ones that make the workouts more fun. So I still think a gym buddy is great. I still think training with your husband or your son is great, but you need a layer deeper than that. The next biggest thing around accountability is tracking your numbers and your data. Now, most people get scared of this, and I used to as well. I used to be so scared about tracking my calories, weighing myself, or anything like that, because it would show me where I was failing, and I would be so emotionally tied to it that it would make me hate on myself more. But actually, what tracking the numbers does is guides you towards your success points. How do you know if you're on the right track or not? How do you know if what you're eating or what you're exercising is doing you well if you're not tracking the data behind it? Now, if you have a negative relationship with the number on the scales, maybe it's not a good idea to weigh yourself regularly, but there are other metrics and data points that we can use along the way, such as grams of protein, hours of sleep, steps per day. Those types of things will track our results as well. Non-emotional tracking is what we need to change our mindset to, that whether it's good or bad, we're tracking, that we're looking at the results and we're facing the music, whether we like it or not. A coach can help you do that too, because they will be that sounding board and that neutral feedback that will help you stay on track even when you don't want to. We need to objectively analyze the data so we know where we need improvement. How do we know if the plan is working or not? As a coach, I don't even know how to advise you if we're not tracking the data. There are so many data points I track in anything I want to have results in life. If it's my finances, my business, my personal health, my personal mindset, I'm tracking data points there. But that wasn't always the case. Numbers are not my thing. I'm not a maths girl. I'm not naturally good at this, but it's something I had to work at and discipline myself. And when I put the time, effort, and focus into learning this discipline, so many areas of my life changed, not just the fitness side of it. Every area changed, and I was so much better off for putting time, effort, and energy into this key point here. Whoa, that was my favorite one done, and we're now on to step 6. See you in the next video.